Hi everyone, and a good Sunday to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Your latest surface analysis continues to show a boundary draped across the Hudson Valley, extending on into the St. Lawrence Seaway between Quebec and New Brunswick. That boundary then extends southwestward as we make our way through the state of Pennsylvania and all the way down into the deep south as a broad trough, an area of low pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere, continues to drag a good deal of tropical moisture up along the Atlantic seaboard, represented at least as of last check with showers and thunderstorms along and east of the I-95 corridor, and for us, just high dew point temperatures. We also have a disturbance across the Ohio Valley back into the Missouri Valley, and another disturbance across northern portions of Minnesota coming out of southwestern Ontario. Those two disturbances will end up having an effect on our weather, with a widespread heavy rain potential for Monday into the day on Tuesday. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period on Saturday, June 29th. Officially a trace of precipitation in Albany International, that leaves the month-to-date total at 8.11. That's a departure from normal for the month of June, and a surplus, a huge one at that, at approximately 4.5 inches. The quantitative total for the year 2013 stands at 22.85. And again, that surplus that we've seen during the month of June thus far, again, approximately 4.4 inches in the black, with a surplus for the year 2013. We reached a high of 83 yesterday just before 4 p.m. after a morning low of 66 before 4 a.m. The average high-low split for your Sunday, June 30th, 81 and 60. 98, the record high from 1964, the record low 47 from 1938. The sun will set later today at 8:37 p.m., rise once again on Monday morning, July 1st at 5:21 a.m., set later on Monday evening at approximately 8:37 p.m. By the way, regarding the precipitation total for the month of June, again, 8.11. When you look over the entire data set for months of June back into the 1800s, we're now the fourth wettest June on record with that value of 8.11. The all-time record for June, like we talked about yesterday, stands at 8.74 inches of rainfall that occurred just 7 years ago in 2006. So in the forecast for the remainder of your Sunday afternoon, we'll continue to call for a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds. It'll be muggy, as dew point temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s and lower 70s region-wide. Again, higher the dew point, the more uncomfortable the air will feel. But also, higher dew point temperatures will mean there's a great deal of moisture available to squeeze out, to wring out of the atmosphere in terms of seeing scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, and the potential for heavier downpours. A forecast high in Albany up to 83, 82, the forecast high for you at Glens Falls. Scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder or two tonight. Otherwise, it's mostly cloudy, muggy with some areas of fog, down to 68 in Albany, 64 at Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, muggy as we hit through the day on Monday. Showers, and yes, indeed, we will see the evolution of some periods of rain. Some of that rain will become heavy at times Monday afternoon, Monday night, into the wee hours of Tuesday morning. A few thunderstorms will be likely, with highs region-wide in the mid-70s. That would be disturbance number one that we talked about. Disturbance number two comes down the pike as we head through the day on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy, showers re-evolve into some periods of rain for a good portion of the listening area. A few thunderstorms as well, with that heavy rain potential still there on Tuesday. Highs, region-wide, low and mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, highs back into the mid-80s with still a muggy feel to the air, and the aerial coverage continues to decrease as we head through Thursday, the 4th of July, as well as Friday. Still for the 4th, though, calling for scattered showers and some thunderstorms, highs mid-80s, mixed sun and clouds for Friday, isolated showers, a couple of thunderstorms, a high of 86, and we'll still, unfortunately, call for some isolated showers, perhaps a storm or two on Saturday, but as we make our way through next weekend into the following weekend, heading toward the 10th of July, it appears that this pattern should be in an evolution phase of breaking down, and we should start to trend at least toward a more drier pattern, hopefully, if this extended model guidance continues to play out. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Paul will have the update again for you on Monday morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.